I'd like to thank Father Cody for the opportunity this morning, but I have a little confession to make. I actually thought about calling in this morning and telling him I was snowed in. As Father Cody explained last week, the baptism of the Lord is the great event celebrated by the Eastern churches on the Feast of Epiphany. Because it is the occasion of the first public revelation of all three persons in the Holy Trinity, and the revelation of the world by God the Father of Jesus as the Son of God. And Jesus' baptism by John is referred to in all four Gospels. It was a moment of identification with us sinners, and sinless Jesus received the baptism of repentance to identify himself with his people, who realized for the first time that they were sinners. It was also a moment of conviction about his identity and mission, that he is the Son of God, and his mission was to preach the good news of God's love and salvation to Israel, and eventually to us, and to atone for our sins by becoming the suffering servant. God the Father's words, "This is my beloved Son," taken from 2 Psalm, revealed Jesus' identity as God's Son, and the words, "with whom I am well pleased," from Isaiah, pointed to Jesus' mission of atoning for the sins of the world by his suffering and death on the cross. This meant that Jesus' baptism by John was the acceptance in the beginning of his mission as God's suffering servant to atone for the sins of mankind. The baptism by John was a very important event in the life of Jesus. First, it was a moment of decision to begin public ministry. And it was a moment of identification with us sinners. It was a moment of approval when his heavenly Father approved Jesus as his beloved Son. It was a moment of conviction that his mission was to preach the good news of God's love and salvation, and to atone for our sins by becoming the suffering servant. And finally, it was a moment of equipment when the Holy Spirit equipped Jesus for his ministry by descending on him in the form of a dove and giving him the power of preaching and healing. The baptism of Jesus reminds us of our identity. It reminds us of who we are and whose we are. By baptism, we become sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus, members of the church, heirs of heaven, and temples of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' baptism also reminds us of our mission, to experience the presence of God within us, to acknowledge our own dignity as God's children, and to appreciate the divine presence in others by honoring them, loving them, and serving them with humility. It reminds us to live as the children of God in thought, word, and action, to lead a holy and transparent Christian life, and not to desecrate our bodies by impurity, injustice, intolerance, hatred, or jealousy, because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit and members of Jesus' mystical body. To accept both the good and the bad experiences of life as the gifts of a loving Father for our growth in holiness. To grow closer daily with God by personal and family prayers, by meditative reading of the Scripture, by participating in the Holy Mass, and by frequenting the Sacrament of Reconciliation. It's a day to thank God for the graces we received in baptism, and to renew our baptismal promises, and to preach Christ's good news by our transparent Christian lives of love, mercy, service, and forgiveness. Today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah is sort of the final commentary on Christmas. Isaiah writes, "He shall carry out his mission, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the streets, not demanding attention. But that gentleness must never be mistaken for weakness, for his would be an immense power, immense enough to truly establish justice on the earth. Isaiah pictures the Father himself as telling the Messiah, I have called you for the victory of justice. And that prophetic commentary on the birth and life of Christ begins to come to its fulfillment in the baptism of Christ. Christ's baptism was a public joining of himself and his mission with those who awaited the coming of the Messiah. It made clear to Jesus himself and all those who saw it the approval of the Father, the sending of the Holy Spirit as a divine and public confirmation of the mission that he would take up. And Christ's baptism very clearly identifies him as the one Isaiah foretold. The Father affirms that what Christ was about to do, the kind of life he was about to teach, was right, that it was pleasing to the Father, that it would work even when it didn't seem that way, even when the example of Christ would seem foolish, wasted, and self-destructive. But from that time on, power would have little to do with the ability to control one's surrounding, overcome one's enemies, or eliminate one's problems. From then on, success and status would have little to do with how well one is regarded and served by others. Rather, it would be of how well one offers oneself in service to others. And all of us share in that baptism, that divine approval of our mission. And we have been commissioned equally, as clearly as Christ, to go out as faithful, loving, and patient servants. Today, may we accept that mission and live it out as Christ did. Mary, Queen of Peace.